on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And I thought, what a good song to start with than Light of the World. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. Because that's what all these songs are about, isn't it? You know, it doesn't matter how well we can sing them. I'm going to put it out there. It doesn't matter how well we can play them, but we'll try. But it's all about, here I am to say that you're my God. If you can, let's stand and sing together. Okay, please take a seat. The next two songs, when thinking about songs that were important or that resonated with me, are my wedding songs. And they were To God Be the Glory and Great Is Thy Faithfulness. They were songs that my nan would play on the Methodist organ in the chapel where they went to church. And although we moved to Kent when I was five, if ever we were in the West Midlands, which was pretty much every school holiday, we would always go to the Methodist chapel where my nan and granddad went. And so, to be honest with you, my nan was still alive when I got married, but my granddad wasn't. And I wanted the songs really to be part of the family, songs that we'd had and that we'd enjoyed as a family before. They're songs that go with you, aren't they, through life. For example, you know, to every believer, the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believes that moment from Jesus, a pardon receives. And that really, you know, those words, they're powerful words, words that tell us we shouldn't be doing any judging of what anyone's been doing, or, you know, none of us are perfect by any means. You know, in great is thy faithfulness, pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow, blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. They're just beautifully, beautifully written lyrics and feeling. You can hear these people, these clever people, Crosby and Runyon, these people who've written these lyrics, and we're still singing them now in 2023, which is testament to the great words that they chose and the tunes that they use. So we're going to stand together for, to start with, to God be the glory and great is thy faithfulness.
Thank you.
for a few years with my old church, and actually with a lady who was a vicar at our old church. She introduced me to Mission Worship, the conference in Eastbourne in November. And we would go along and we'd have a wonderful weekend from Friday to Sunday. And we would hear lots of different worship leaders. There'd be group worship, but also there'd be seminars with lots of different artists. And I would always go. There were lots of different ones. Ones to do with whether you were sort of the music side of the church or any part really of the church. So I tended to go to quite a few of the music ones. And some of these people, like Paul Baloche, who's written the next song, Stuart Townend, Lou Fellingham, Graham Kendrick, they were all there, and they would do a talk about how they write their songs, maybe introduce new songs to us that were coming out at the time. And this is one that I heard at that conference, Praise is Rising. Now, you know, you have those brilliant old hymns, God, you know, to God be the glory, and then you have some really fantastic worship songs that are coming through, that are the new worship songs that just stick with you also. And I wonder if in, you know, 100 years time, will Paul Baloche's name still be there with Praise is Rising? Will that have stayed the test of time? We never know, do we, what's going to stick? But, you know, the words, when we see you, we find strength to face the day. And I wonder if you've had a day where you've woken up in the morning and you've thought to yourself, I don't really know how I'm going to get through today, because today is going to be a tricky old day and it's going to take everything in me to get to the end of today. Well, we know, don't we, that, you know, he's there, he's with us, so we don't need that strength on our own. But still sometimes we try to do it alone, don't we? And it isn't until sort of later on in the day when you think, oh God, you know, you're there, come on, you can help me with this last bit. God's probably been sat there all day thinking, hello, you know, I can help, I'm here, you know. But he's there, isn't he? And I just think the words, you know, in your presence all our fears are washed away. You are the God who saves us, worthy of all our praises. So these are the songs. I don't know about you, but you might have songs that you have in your head sometimes as you go around the day. My worship is definitely in music, and I have these lyrics that sort of just go around my brain, and I think, wow, this is a, you know, this is a real it just makes me feel like I'm not on my own and helps me. And then we're going to sing one of Terry's choices, which she hopefully explained to you after, Because of You. Okay, so we're going to do Praises Rising and Because of You. And I think if you want to have a dance about, particularly in Because of You, in the practice, I think I felt like Elton John. I was thinking he's standing up and playing. So if you want to have a dance about, I reckon we do it, because it's all in worship, isn't it? So let's stand. Praises Rising. Okay, please be seated. Oh no, don't be seated. Don't be seated. Don't be seated. That was the warm up. Okay, don't be seated. Okay. Some songs do get you like that, don't they? Okay, please take a seat. Now, Terry, you chose Because of You, and Terry also chose the next two choices, which is There Is a Day and A Thousand Hallelujahs, which are all fantastic worship songs. So over to you, Terry. Why?
I only chose it because I like the song. I think if anyone... Nathan would always guess that my favourite song was There Is a Day, because every time he needs to lead, I say, can we put that one in this week? He'd get an email without fail. But no, my actual favourite is A Thousand Hallelujahs, which I learnt at a Lou Fellingham worship conference about a year ago, yeah. I think. And I think we brought it to the church about the next month. But I know Anna likes this song too, so it's not just one of my favourites, and Agnes. So blame us all. Yeah,
having them all. Blame us all. Okay, so we're going to go straight away. Now, with this next one, you might want to sit, you might want to stand. It's entirely up to you, because I know we're sort of standing and sitting. You might just need a breather after because of you, to be honest. But There Is a Day does start off a little bit more gently.
There's a day
I also had Joseph at home with me, and I was saying to him, worship songs, Joseph, come on. What are we going to do at the praise and worship service? So he was calling out words, and we were writing things down on bits of paper. And Joseph chose, I believe, the Lord's my shepherd. And what a beautiful name. It's a popular choice, Joseph. and what a beautiful name. Did you choose that one? Yes, he did. Okay, so do you want to just say something about those, Joseph? Have you got a mic near you? Hang on.
All good. I'd have to say The Lord's My Shepherd is probably my favourite worship song. I find the guitar is just beautiful in it, to be honest. And the final words of ending the chorus on His goodness will guide you home, I think, is just comforting. It's final, it's solid, it's reliable, it's there. And again, these songs were chosen more of melody. The great words just, you know, are with them, but what a beautiful name. They're just beautiful songs that flow nicely into one another and just lovely melodies to worship God through.
So we're going to sing Town Ends, The Lord's My Shepherd, What a Beautiful Name, and then we're going to sing King of Kings, Majesty. Okay. Again, feel free to stand, sit, however you want to be. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay. The next song was one that Bex introduced in a morning service a few weeks ago. And I like it when songwriters choose an old hymn and then they do something with it. They put in an extra chorus and things like that. Or they might even choose the words of an old hymn and then they rewrite the tune. I quite like those as well, unless it's a tune that you really love and then it could get a bit controversial. So we're going to start with Turn Your Eyes. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. Can you imagine? When I was reading this earlier, I just thought to myself, wow, would that be if he was just stood here right there and you are looking straight at his wonderful face and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. And then this chorus has been added. Jesus, to you we lift our eyes. Jesus, our glory and our prize. We adore you, behold you, our Saviour ever true. Oh Jesus, we turn our eyes to you. I think they've done a really good job of this. So let's see if we can do it together. Now we're going to sing the chorus the first time round twice, just so that if you weren't here on that morning service, for example, then you'll get the idea of this new bit, because I reckon probably everybody knows the old bit. So we're gonna sing this together. I hope you like it.
Jesus, your face,
Now, just looking at the time, I'm going to cut one, but we're going to go to, which is not bad, we're going to go to the prayer. So let's all sit, and I'm going to lead us in prayer. Think of someone you know, a neighbour, a colleague at work, a friend, someone for whom you're concerned, and ask that God will break into their lives in a whole new way. Think of someone you know, a member of your family, someone who is ill or in hospital, and those who are concerned for them, and ask that they will discover what it means to trust God. Think of someone whose life is in chaos, whose relationships are falling apart, and they don't know which way to turn or what to do, and ask that they may experience the peace that passes all understanding. Think of someone who knows all is not well in their lives, and who's found that escapism, materialism, and every other ism hasn't worked, and ask that they may know that Christ has died for them. Think of someone who is lonely or alone, for whom each day is the same and their home has become a prison, and ask that they will come to know the love of God through the love of his people. Think of someone for whom God is just a name, or perhaps someone you once knew a long, long time ago, and ask that God will touch them, change them and heal them, and that they will know they have met the living God. Think of someone who appears to be successful, who possesses so much of this world's good things, but who in reality is a living shell and has an emptiness inside too deep for words, and ask that they will meet the risen Christ who will hold them, love them, and fill them with his grace. Think of someone for whom worship has become a ritual, something they always do. They know they're going through the motions, but the praises have lost any real meaning. And ask that the Holy Spirit will transform their whole life into a song of glory. Think of a world leader, your local member of parliament, your doctor, or a teacher, or a social worker, who feels weighed down by the burden of their responsibilities, and ask that they will experience the strength and the hope of knowing God is with them. Think of someone whose whole life has been changed by their experience of war, those who have lost their loved ones in the futility of war, and ask that our remembering today may enable us to act tomorrow and bring us closer to an end to all war. Think of someone who has a burden of guilt, who feels or knows that by what they've said or done, they've let others down, spoilt their own lives and the lives of others, and ask that they may know the joy of sins forgiven. Think of someone whose life is filled with darkness and pain, with sorrow and loss, with anxiety or despair. Think of yourself and your need for light for the journey of life, and ask that in the darkness you may know the light of Christ. The Lord hears our prayer. Amen. We're going to end the service with two songs. One song, Yet Not I, But Through Christ in Me. I absolutely love this song. I love the YouTube clip of the girl singing this song. I just think the words are really, really good to hold on to every single day, because we can't do it all on our own, can we? And so often we try to. I try to, I'll be honest. And I that is something that I try to keep with me, Yet Not I. And also when things go well, not to be boastful in that, because actually, you know, God was there. He was doing that with me. This is not about me. This is about worshipping God, which is not the ways of the world, is it? Because the ways of the world is, oh, you're great. You've done really well. Let's celebrate you. But we know that, you know, it's not just us, is it? It's the whole package. Christ is there. And the very last song is just the best song to play, and it's These Are the Days of Elijah. And I don't know whether it's going to run away with us. In the practice, we kept it together most of the time. We added that little bit about there's no God like Jehovah. If I wasn't playing the piano, I'd be dancing around the church. So make the most of it, because I just love that song. We may never finish, and you might just have to go for coffee, because you might think, right, we've sung it now four times. That's enough, Linda. Okay, but before we do that, yet not I, but through Christ in me. Wow. Well, I reckon we're all going to deserve a cup of tea tonight. Before we go out for our teas and coffees, let's go through the week ahead and know there's no God like Jehovah. That's going to be in my head now all night. That's my earworm, but it's a good earworm to have. And let's just say the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Amen. Please join us for teas and coffees.